The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Ketubot has been dedicated by our dear friend Mr. Elliot Shasho. Hashem Yishmineu V'Hayehu. May the zikut of the limud of Masechet Ketubot stand for him that he should have Be'azat Hashem, Hashanah Tovah Mborechet, Osher Ve'osher Ve'chavod, Shalom Bayit V'Hatzlacha Bechol Ma'aseh Yadav. And Be'azat Hashem, may he continue to be a supporter of Torah and all holy projects. Amen. Daf Membet. Today's daf has been dedicated by Mr. Victor Gindi, Hashem Yishmineu V'Hayehu, for continued Hatzlacha in all his endeavors, continued success, Bri'ut, health, happiness, and all good things. Amen.
Today's daf is being studied. La'ilu Nishmat Avraham Ben Esther. Ruach Hashem Tanichenu Began Eden. Amen. Today's daf is being studied. Refuah Shelema Yosef Ben Sarah. Rahamim Ben Adel. וסרה בת רחל אין נא לפר להם בתוף שער חולי עמו ישראל אמן. We begin today's daf on Mem Aleph עמוד שני, starting with the new פרק, פרק רביעי, פרק נערה שנתפתתה. We begin the Mishnah. נערה שנתפתתה, the נערה that was seduced, that she was נתפתתה, בושתה ופגמה וכנסה של אביה. So the payment of בושת and the payment of the pigam, of the devaluation of herself, the kenasa, and the kenasa of 50 shekalim, shel abiha, that belongs to her father. Vehatsa'ar bitfusa, which means by a tifusa. Tifusa is another way of saying an anusa, because that's the way the Torah refers to her. The Torah says, vetafsa veshachav ima, that she was grabbed and she was violated. So therefore it says, vehatsa'ar bitfusa, that on a anusa there's an additional payment, as we learned earlier in the previous perek. That's the payment of pain, which is sa'ar, that also goes to the father as well. Mishnah continues, Amda bedin ad shelo metav. Let's say, the lady, let's say, in the case of anusa, and she went to, they went to din, Amda bedin ad shelo metav, and the father was still alive at the time of Ha'amada Bedin, that they went to court in order to get his payments. Harehen Shel Av. So the money belongs to the father, which means, even though, let's say, he didn't actually get the monies yet, however, once already they went to Din, and the judge was posek that the money belongs to him, so therefore it belongs to him, and therefore, meta'av, if the father dies subsequently, harehen shel achim. So in that case then, they belong, it belongs to the brothers, which means because they inherit, since it's the father's money now, it's coming to the father, well, he died, but since it's coming to him, so when he dies, the brothers, which means the brothers of the girl, which means the father's children, the boys, they will be yoresh. Lo espika la'amod bedin ad shemeta'av. But let's say the father died before they were actually able to go to the deen, to the court. So then the monies belong to the actual girl herself, either to the anusa or the mefuta. Amda bedin ad shelo bagra. Let's say they went to deen, they went to the court, and they had a ruling before she became a bogeret, meaning while she was still a ne'ara. Harehen shel av. So then the money belongs to the father. And therefore, meta av, the father died, harehen shel achin. So it goes to her brothers, to the father's boys. Lo espik alamot bidin ad shebagra. However, if they didn't go to the deen until she became a bogeret, that means 12 and 6 months, harehen shel atzma. So then the payments belong to her. It's machlok exactly which payments we're talking. For sure, we're talking about the knas. It's a question if even the boshet and the pegam will also belong to her as well. Rabbi Shimon Omer, im lo espika ligbot ad shemeta'av, harehen shel atzma. Which means Rabbi Shimon says that it's not enough to have ha'amada bedin for the father to be zocheh with the money, but you also need payment. And therefore, if let's say already there was a court case, but so long as the father did not actually get the money, as the Mishnah says, if he speak al digbot, if he didn't actually get paid, ad shemetav harehen shel atzma. So therefore, that goes back to the girl, and therefore the boys do not inherit. Mishnah concludes maaseh yadeha. That is the profits that she makes from her work. Let's say a girl that she made, let's say, when her father was still alive. Umsiata, or let's say she finds a lost object. Afat pishe lo gafta. Even though, let's say, she didn't get paid yet, which means her employer owes her money. Doesn't matter. If the father dies, it's considered as if it was the father's, and therefore the brothers inherit. Because since the father was zocheh from these items from when he was alive, he's able to be morishtis, he's able to inherit it to his children. Now, it's not similar to a knas, because that she says that the Buddha Matkila tweeted that she ma'asiyah deha she'asta b'chaya aviyah, it's on the top of Mimbet. This means her work, her handiwork that she did when the father was still alive. Afapi she'lo gavta kegon schar perola, she didn't get paid yet. Meta av, and the father died. Harein she'l achin, the money goes to the brothers. De mishiba le'olam zacha bo ab. Velo dami leknas. It's not similar to a knas. Delo ave mamon ad she'amad bedin. Which is when it comes to knas, you actually have to have a case. Once the case was judged and the money is owed to the father, then already it turns into mamon, and therefore it could be yoreshit to his children. Bedin ve'yaidu deha imode miftav. Because he could really portray himself from before. So knas is not considered mamon. But these items over here are considered mamon. So even though they didn't get to him yet, since it's owed to him, it's considered like it's his yet, and therefore he's able to be yoreshit. Let's read the Rashi's at the beginning of the Mishnah. Shinitpateta ve'asar betfusa ve'asar nami la'aviya ba'anusa. Right? The tzar goes to the father when she is an anusa. Bitfusa, we call her Leshna Dekla, because that's the language of the Pasuk, Vetapsa, Veshakav Imma. Lo Espika Lamod Bedin, which means if they did not get to the judgment yet, Kevan de Lo Amda Bedin, since they did not be Omed Bedin yet, that was the case in the Mishnah. Lab Mamonu Lirosho Lebanav. So the Knas is not considered Mamon because they didn't go to court yet. So therefore, he's not Yoresh that money to his children, because we have a rule. En adam murish lebno zechut shezachta lo Torah bebito, which means a person is not yoresh to his child, to his children, let's say, these zechuyot, either the knas, or according to some opinions, the boshtin, the pegam. So therefore, if they went to court already, so it's considered his. So therefore, he can be yoresh to his children. But if they didn't go to court and he died, so then they go straight to her. Meta'av, Meshe'amda bedin b'naruteha ben bagra kodem mita ben lo bagra. If the father died, meshe'amda bedin, so then already, if it was after the court case he died, arein shel achin tekevan de'amda bedin zaka b'ma'av. Once the father already went to court, even though the money didn't come to him yet, it's like it is his. Bishwa says no. Rabbi Shimon says, no, it's got to be more. It's got to actually come to his hands. Comes the Gemara and says, Maika Mashmalan, what is this Mishnah actually teaching us? Tanina, we learned it in the previous perek. The Mefateh has to pay three payments. He pays Boshet, Pegam, and the Knas. Va'ones arba'ah. And the Ones has to pay four payments. He pays the Boshet, the Pegam. He also has to pay Tsa'ar, plus the Knas. Ha'mefateh noten Boshet u'Pegam b'Knas. Mosif alav Ones shenoten et Tsa'ar. So therefore, what exactly is the Ardush in the Mishnah? We know this already. So the Gemara says, Le'aviya itztarichle. The Chidush is that the payments go to the father. So the Gemara says, La'aviya nami pshita. course we know the payments go to the father. How do we know that? Midekayahiv mifateh. From the fact that a mifateh has to pay these payments. That automatically tells us it goes to the father. De'ile atzma, because if the payment goes to the girl, amayahiv mifateh midata avad. Which means, why would he have to pay? The mifateh already paid it midata. With the mifateh that it was midata, which means when a lady is seduced, she does it willingly. So therefore, why would the Mishnah say that a mifateh has to pay money? Unless you tell me it goes to the father. Because if you tell me it goes to her, of course you wouldn't have to pay her. Because she did it willingly, so she's mochelin. Ela, we know already that the payment goes to the father, and the fact that it says the mefateh has to pay the payment. So if the mefateh has to pay, obviously it's going to the father. It's not going to her. Because again, if it was going to her, certainly she would be exempt. So she wouldn't accept the payment because she was mochel. So again, the question of the Gemara is, what's the chidush of the Mishnah? We know already the payments. We also know the law of that it goes to the father. So the Gemara says, amda bedin itztirichale. We need the case of amda bedin when they went to court. That what? That according to the rabbis, once they went to court, the money is considered all the father's. And if, even before he got paid. And therefore, if he dies, the money goes to the children. However, according to Bishimon, if they just went to court until he gets the payment to his hand, it's not considered his. And therefore, he cannot be yoreshit to his children. So that is the chidush of the Mishnah, the argument of Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Banan in the case of Amda Bedin. Tenanatam, we learned in the Mishnah the following case. Anasta ufitita et biti. Which means, guy comes along and says, you were me'anis, or you were mefateh, my daughter. Vehu omer, and he comes along and says, the fellow, lo anasti velo petiti, I did not do it. Mashbi'achani. So he comes along and says, I'm going to make you swear. Ve'amar amen. He says, I swear. He says, amen. Meaning he's swearing that he did not do it. Now normally, when a person swears on something, and then let's say he's found guilty, he has to pay in a monetary case, not only the money that he swore falsely again, but the Torah puts a penalty that's called the Chomesh. He has to add a fifth. That's a penalty. That's called Keren Vachomesh. Plus, he must bring a Korban Asham. So in this case, the guy's telling him, you Me'anes, my daughter. You Mefateh, my daughter. He said, I was not. So he says, I'm making you swear. He says, amen, I swear. And then what? Ve'arkach Hoda. And then he admitted. So now, once he admitted, the deen is hayav. Now he has to make the korban asham, because he swore falsely, and he also has to make the payments. Why? Because the law is, when a person makes a shivu'ah, and then it was a shivu'ah, it was a false swear, not only does he have to pay the keren, he has to add a homish, and he has to also bring a korban asham. That's the shita of the Hachamim. Now, the Mishnah continues, Rabbi Shimon poter. Rabbi Shimon says no. In this case over here, it's patur. She'enu mishalem knas al pi atzmo. Because this case over here, he's swearing on a knas. He's swearing that I don't owe the 50 shekalim. And the Torah says the only time you pay keren ve'chomesh if you swear falsely, if it's mamon. If it's a monetary case. But this is only a kenas case. And how do we know it's a kenas case? Because if he himself would admit that he did it, he would be patur. That proves us that it's kenas. So therefore, the Bishimon looks at it as this is a kenas case, and therefore it's not subject to the law of swearing falsely. Therefore, he does not have to pay keren va'omish. So he says, Amru lo. So the rabbi said, you're right. לגבי the knas, I understand that he would not have to pay. אבל משלם בושת ופגם על פי עצמו. But this case over here, there's also monetary payments. Forget about the knas, there's בושת and פגם. And therefore, he swore false that he doesn't know there's בושת and פגם. And since that's a monetary payment, so the deen is, now that he swore falsely, according to the Hakamim, he has to pay the keren v'chomesh on the בושת and the פגם. Rashi, aval mishalim boshet upegam de mamona. That's monetary. Ve'ishtekach de mamona kafre. That means he was kofer. He denied when he swore falsely on the monetary. Ukamam mefarish tamad rabana de kasav istam to'en anasta lo tavo ela boshet upegam ve'lo nishbar ze al kefirat kenas. Which means hachamim hold that the main thing that he's swearing on is the monetary, and that's what the guy was toveya him, was claiming him. Therefore, since it's monetary, so he has to pay. So again, let's just review. We have a machloket between Rabbi Shimon and Hakamim. A guy comes along and says, you were me'anes my daughter, you were me'fateh my daughter. He comes along and says, I did not do that. He says, okay, I'm going to make you swear. He says, amen, which means he says, it's as if he swore. And then he comes along and admits. He says, you know something, I did it. So Bishop 1 says, well, he did it. It's not considered swearing on a monetary obligation, because all it is a knas. Because even if he would admit it on himself, that he did it, we'd be exempt from the knas, because modeh b'knas patur. Therefore, since it's a knas is not subject to the law of keren v'chomesh and korban asham. Whereas Hakamim say, no, maybe on the knas you're right, it's considered not obligated, but you have the law of boshet u'pegam, and therefore he's obligated keren v'chomesh and a korban. Ba'amine Abaye Rabba. Now Abaye is the question from Rabba. Omer l'chavero, a person tells his friend, anasta upitita et biti. Comes along and says, you were me'anes, or you were me'fateh my daughter, ve'amadich bedin, and already I took you to court, ve'netchayavta li mamon, and you were obligated to me the money, ve'omer lo anasti ve'lo petiti ve'lo amadani bedin. This never happened. I wasn't me'anes, I wasn't me'fateh, you never took me to court, ve'lo netchayavti lecha mamon, and I was not obligated to you any money, ve'nishba, and he swore, and then ve'hoda, and then he ended up admitting. So the question is, let it be Shimon Mai. According to Rabbi Shimon, that we learned earlier, that normally says when a person swears on a knas, so therefore it's not considered swearing on mammon, and therefore he doesn't have to pay keren v'chomesh. However, here maybe it's different. Kivan de'amad bedin, since already there was a court case, mamonahu mechayev aleha korban shivua. I'll say now already, since it's obligated, because the judge already was prosecuted, that he owes the knas, so that comes into a monetary obligation. Therefore, now that he swore falsely on it, maybe he has to pay keren v'chomesh and bring a korban, or dilma, or maybe no. If I have the amad bedin, knas haveh. Or maybe, listen, since intrinsically it's a knas, even though let's say it was amad bedin, it's a knas, therefore there's no keren v'chomesh on a knas type of payment. Amar leh. So that was the question that Abaye asked Rabba. So Rabba answers, mamonahu, u'mechayev aleha korban shavua. No. It's monetary, which means once already that ha'amada bedin, so therefore he's obligated to pay that money. So that knas turns into a deen of mamon. So when he denied it and swore falsely on it, he has to pay keren v'chomesh and bring a korban. Etibe. So now Abaye asks a question on Abba that says it was mamon. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says, Yachoda Omer l'chavero. What about a case where a person tells his friend, anasta upiti tat biti, you ma'anesu mi yumfatne my daughter. And he says, I did not. Or another case, your shor killed my even, therefore he's asking him for a payment of 30 shkalim. And he's coming along and saying, no, it did not. Or he said, avdo, hepalta, or his servant is coming to tell the guy, hepalta et sheni b'simitat eni. Either you knocked out my tooth or you blinded my eye, which is the law that says what? The eved goes free and the master has to pay him a... has to send them out free. And that's like a knas. That what? That if a master hits his eyelids eye or knocks out his tooth, he has to go out free.
And that's his claim. And he comes along and says, no, lo epalti velo simiti, I did not finish ba. And he swore in all these cases that he didn't do it. Vehoda, and then he admitted, yachol yehayav, is he going to be hayav? Now the common denominator to all these cases, these are knas cases. So he swore falsely on them. Is he going to have to pay once he admits? Tamud amar vechihesh ba'amito bepikadon, which means the pasuk that talks about a person that makes a shivua and falsely and has to pay kenev v'homesh, the language of the pasuk is v'chihesh b'amito, he denied to his friend b'pikadon on a collateral which is monetary, so I never got the collateral, or b'tzumet yad, or he's denying that he never took the money, which is again a case of monetary, or begezel, or in he didn't steal the money, or eshik is a type of, or ashaket amito, or matzah aveda, or he found, let's say, an object, a lost object, v'chiheshba, and he denied it, v'nishba al sheker. So in all those cases where it's monetary, and he swore falsely to us, he has to pay kenev v'chomesh. So the Gemara says, ma elu miyuhadin shen mamon, just like all the examples the Torah gives us as monetary, af kol shen mamon. So too, cases that are monetary, yatsu elu shem kenas. Masha'enken, all these cases that we just said, these are considered kenas. And therefore, and what is the deen of the bright over here? The deen is being said that Rabbi Shimon is coming to say that these cases are kenas, if he's not going to be hayav. So the Gemara continues, my love, b'she'amad bedin. And the case must be talking about what? Where there was ha'amada bedin. Meaning what? Which means, let's say, he took him to one court, and the one court came along and they held him guilty that he's obligated. And then what? He comes along and the guy didn't pay yet, so he takes it to another betin in order to get his money. And in the second betin, he comes along and says, I never did these things. So we're talking about, even though it was a case of Hamadah Bedin, let's give one example. The guy came along and said, you managed my daughter. They went to the Bedin, and the Bedin obligated them. Then already when they wanted to get paid, he didn't want to pay. So they went to the Bedin, he said, I never did it. So even though it's a case of Hamadah Bedin, and still what is Rabbi Shimon saying, that what? It's considered a knas. So that's against what Rabbah said. Rabbah said, "If the Hamadah bin is considered mamon, therefore he's going to be hayav a kenev v'chomesh." Where Rabbi is coming along and saying, "No, you see a case of Hamadah bedin, and still why he considers a knas if he does not have to pay the kenev v'chomesh." So Rabbah says, "No, b'shelo Hamad bedin." I'll tell you, the case was there was no Hamadah bedin. So since there was no Hamadah bedin, yet it's still a knas. So Rabbah says, "No." The Resha of that Braita was talking about a case of Ha'amadah Bedin, which we'll see immediately. So if the Resha was talking about a case of Ha'amadah Bedin, the Sefa as well must be talking about Ha'amadah Bedin. Diktani Resha, because it says in the Resha, En li ela devarim shemishalmim alem et hakeren tashlum, which means I only know that you have to pay keren v'chomesh on items where you have to only pay kedim, which means it's a monetary payment when you swear falsely. Tashlume kefir, but how do you know, let's say, tashlume kefir, that's the person that stole, that he has to pay kas, he has to pay double. Tashlume arba b'chamisha, that's where he stole and he sold the animal or slaughtered it, he has to pay 4 or 5. Va'onis v'mefateh, they also have to pay kas of 50 shekalim, u'motzi shemra, they also have to pay kas of 100 shekel if he said, let's say, that his wife wasn't a betula and it was found out that she was. All these cases of kas, let's say he swore falsely, minayin, how do you know that he pays in these cases? Tamud Omar Uma'ala Ma'al. In the Pasuk of Shivu'a, it says Uma'ala Ma'al, double language. Ma'ala Ma'al, which means he swore falsely, but it says Uma'ala Ma'al Riba. And the fact that it has a double language, it comes to include even these cases that are Knas cases, that if he swore falsely on them, he's going to have to pay Keren v'chomesh, and bring a korban. Hechidamena, what's the case? Idelo amad bedin, if it's talking about where there was no amada bedin, in this case, over where they didn't go to court yet, kefil ami'ika, so there's no case of kefil. Kefil is only paid after he's found guilty in court. But until he's found guilty in court, he doesn't have to pay the kefil. So the case must be, for talking about kefil, there was amada bedin. Ela pshita b'sha'amad bedin. Umedresha b'sha'amad bedin, sefaname b'sha'amad bedin. Oh, so once we told you the resha is amada bedin, like we just proved, so the sefaz also. And what we just say in the sefaz, Rabbi Shimon says, even though it's amada bedin, it's considered a knas, and therefore he does not have to pay, kenev v'chomesh, he's not chayav a korban Hashem for the shivua. So that's question Rabbi is asking on the Rabbi. You said that the case of Hamadah Bedin is considered mamon. When he swore falsely, he has to
he has to pay. It's not so. We see the Bishop wants to see even by Ahmad Abin is considered a knas. So Amar Leh. So Rabbi comes on and says, Yachilna l'shenu yalach. If I wanted to, I can answer you. Resha b'sha'amad bedin, v'sefa b'shelo amad bedin. I could have answered you that the Resha is talking about b'sha'amad bedin, and the sefa is shelo amad bedin. V'chula Rabbi Shimoni. I can tell you the whole bright as Rabbi Shimon. And Rabbi could say like this, and the Resha was case considered the case of b'sha'amad bedin. That's why it's considered mamon. And that's why he has to pay Kerem v'chomish. And I'll tell you, the Sefa is talking about Shilu Ahmad Bedin. And therefore, since it's talking about Shilu Ahmad Bedin, that's why it's considered a Knas, which is, I can answer you. The Resha is talking about one case, and the Sefa is about a different case. And therefore, it's all Rabbi Shimon. But however, Vishinuye Dehike Lo Mishanin Alach. But I'm not going to answer you that, because that's a dahuk, that's a difficult answer to say over. Why? Deem ken Amar, because you'll tell me back, Litni Resha Rabbi Shimon Omer. Let the Braita just say in the beginning, Rabbi Shimon Omer, and then give us both cases. Or Litni Sefa Devre Rabbi Shimon. Or at the end of both cases, let it just say Devre Rabbi Shimon. Which means, why did you put Rabbi Shimon's name in the middle? You brought me case one, and then you said Rabbi Shimon Omer, and you brought me the second case. Which means in both cases of Rabbi Shimon, it just should have said either in the beginning of case one, Rabbi Shimon Omer, or at the end of case two, the Rabbi Shimon. So it's matched by, it's really two different opinions. So then we're back to the question, how is Rava going to answer up the Braita? Again, let's review the question. According to Rava, he understands that what? That even in a case where you have Ha'amada Bedin, or actually when you have a case of Ha'amada Bedin, so now what happens? The guy swore falsely. So we're going to say what? According to Rabbi Shimon, it's considered Mamun. And therefore he's going to have to pay Kerem Bahomish, and he's going to have to make a Korban Hashem. I, Abaye, asked from another blight that's mashma that even after Ha'amada Bedin, it's still considered a knas according to the Bishamon. So how is Rabba going to answer? Eli comes along and says, Kula b'sha'amad bedin. I'll tell you, the Resha and the Sefa is talking about Ha'amada Bedin. The Resha Rabbanan. And the Resha is following the opinion of Rabbanan. And that's why in the Resha it says, what is considered Mamon, and therefore is Hayav Kenev Vechomish, because what's when there's Ha'amada Bedin, it's a monetary, it's like it's not a knas anymore. Oh, the Sefa, Rabbi Shimon, that the Sefa is talking about Ha'amada Bedin that calls it a knas. That's going like Rabbi Shimon. But what? Umudir alach lenyan korban shivu'a derachmana patre mevechihesh. Which means, I'll admit to you that what? That when it comes to a korban, a korban shivu'a, which means the korban for the shivu'a that he made, I'll admit to you what? Derachmana patre mevechihesh. Which is, even if it was Ahmad Bedin, you're right. It's going to be Patur. Because what? We have the pasuk of Vechihesh Ba'amito. And really what? Normally I'll tell you, it's bottom line, it's a knas. Vechi ka'amina, and that what I said. It's mamona ve lorisho lebanav. Different deen. Rabba says, that what I told you before, that in the case of Ones and Mefateh, that after Ha'amada Bedin, it's considered Mamon, not Lenyan Shivua. Lenyan Shivua, I really tell you, it's considered a Knas. However, it's considered Mamon Lorisho Lebanav, which means, once already there was Ha'amada Bedin, so then already it's considered Mamon, that if he dies, even though he didn't get paid yet, so it's considered like it's his, and therefore it goes to his children, it goes to the boys. So again, let's review exactly how Rava is answering over here. Let's read the Rashi. Umudina lach le'inyan korban shivu'a de Rabbi Shimon afagav da'amad bedin, which means, I'll say what, that according to Rabbi Shimon, afagav da'amad bedin, even though it was Amada, lo mechayev ade korban shivu'a, which means really I'll tell you it's not considered mamun. It's really considered a case of kenas. So when did I say that it's considered mamun? What is amada bedin? Look at something else. Lo rishon lebanav mishamad bedin. Exactly. So therefore, the Gemara is coming along and saying like this. The whole Braita, meaning the Resha and the Sefa, is talking about where there was Amada Bedin. Now, the Resha is going to hold what? That is indeed considered Mamon. If there is Amada Bedin, it is considered Mamon, and therefore he has to pay. And therefore he has to be Kenan Vahomish. The Sefa is also Amada Bedin, but that's Rabbi Shimon. And he's going to say, Ligabe this law of Shivua, I don't care. Even though it's Hamada Bedin, and he made a Shivu'a, it's still considered a Knas. But Nava, you told me it's considered Mamon after Hamada Bedin. No, when I said it's considered Mamon after Hamada Bedin, for a different law. Not for the case of Shivu'a Shav. For the case of that the father took him to court and then he died, so it doesn't matter. Since he took him to court, it's Mamon, meaning it's belonging to the father, this money, and therefore if he dies, it goes to the children. Etibe, the Gemara has a question according to this interpretation. If let's say he didn't get paid, the father didn't get paid yet, and then the father died, so the money goes to the girl. Didn't we learn in our Mishnah that if the father dies before he gets paid, according to the Bishwan, Hamada Bedin is not enough. You have to have Hamada Bedin, and yes, he actually get paid. But if he didn't get paid yet, it goes to her. But if you tell me that after Hamada Bedin is considered Mamon, that what? That even before he gets it, so then the children are being Yoresh, La'atzma Amai. Why should she get it? Da'achin ba'ayin le'meheveh. Which means it should go to the children. So Amar Rava, so Rava said, Hai milta, kesha'e ba'rabad Rav Yosef, Esrim v'tartin shenim. Which means this question, Rabad Rav Yosef had this question for 22 years. That was the time that Rava sat as the Rosh Hashiva. He was Rosh Hashiva for 22 years, and after he died, Rabbi Yosef took over. Velo Efrak, but they did not answer it. Adiyativ Rabbi Yosef Beresha, until what? Rabbi Yosef became the Rosh Hashiva. Ufirkani answered it, and he said, Shariatam, that case over there of the Ones and Mefateh is different, which means the reason why it's said in the Mishnah that what? In Echanami, we know that Ones and Mefateh, after Hamada Bedin, we're considering normal. Normally what? It's considered mamon, the gebe the horish to the children. But onus and mefateh is a different type of knas. All other knas, you're right. Once there's hamada bedin, it's considered mamon, it's considered the father's, therefore if he dies, it goes to the children. But onus and mefateh are different. Why? The amar kera venatan ha'ish ha'shochev ima la'avi ha'na'ara ha'mishim kasef. It says venatan, that he has to actually give it to the father. Lo sikhta torah la'av ela mish'at netina. It doesn't belong to the father until he actually gets it, which is by onus and mefateh, it's a different deen. And therefore, since let's say, even though it was Hamada Bedin, father didn't get the money, and he died, it goes to her. So onus and mefateh are different. However, v'chika amar Rabba, and that which Rabba said that Rabbi Shimon holds, mamonav, and it's considered a mamon, after Hamada Bedin, lo rishon lebanav, that the children will get it, b'sh'ar kenasot. That's talking about other kenasot. So there comes out, we're making another hiluk here in Rabba. And we're saying like this, that the Bishimon holds that what after Hamada Bedin, by all other kenasot, is considered mamon. Legabe what? Legabe the deen of Leorish Etzeh Lebanav. Meaning, if let's say the father or the, let's say, let's give an example. A fellow comes along and says, your ox killed my Eved Kenani. So that's a knas case. So he took the guy to court, and let's say he was found guilty that he has to pay, and then let's say the guy, the owner of the Eved died. So now, in that case, since it's considered mammon, so therefore the owner's children will be yoresh that money. That's what he was saying. Legabe other kenasim. However, legabe onus and mifateh, it doesn't work that way. By onus and mifateh, the law is that it's not the father's until he actually gets it. Because the pasuk says venatan. And that's why our Mishnah says that if the father, before he gets it, it doesn't belong to the children, it goes to her. Elame'ata, the Gemara says, if you're working with this venatan, until he gets it, elame'ata gebe eved, by a case of an eved, with our case we just said, where let's say an ox gored somebody's eved, can anywhere he has to pay, dechtiv, kesef shloshim shekelim yiten ladonav, right, he'll give it to the Adon, hachen amel, lo siktat Torah, ladon elam shad netina, are you going to tell me what, that until the Adon gets it, it's not considered his? Because again, you're going to say the word yiten. So why did you only say by onis mefateh? L'chaora, you have the word yiten also by the case of a shor that kills an eved kanani. So you should say also there's three exceptions. That why? That it's not considered mamon of the yorshim until the owner gets it. L'chaora says there's a difference. Yiten lechud venatan lechud. Which means yiten is different than venatan. Yiten ladunav is ma'ashwadawah. It's like a commandment, which means he's always obligated to give it to the master. Yiten, under all circumstances. However, Natan is mashma only after he gave it. So by honest mefateh, only after the father gets it, then already he can be yoresh to his children. But until then, doesn't go to the children. Mashenke, by the case of Eved, yiten means he always should give it. Which means even, let's say, he dies, it's still considered mamon. And therefore, yiten. However, by onis mefateh, only until it was given. Venatan. So comes the Gemara and says, if you tell me that what the kenas of onis mefateh is different than all other kenasot, that it's not considered mamon, even after ha'amada bedin. So now the question is, we go back to the Braita. The Braita said what? Talmud omar v'chihesh. That from the pasuk, by the case of Shavuot Shav, it says v'chichesh, that we said that this knas is not similar to mamon payments, and therefore you tell me what, that's why you tell me in the case of Shavuot Shav, it's considered a knas, and therefore according to Rabbi Shimon, he's not going to be chayav to pay Talmud Omar Venatan Mev'ile, which means Rabbi Shimon should have brought the main pasuk of Venatan. He should have said the reason why it's not considered Mamon is because the pasuk is Venatan. So why did he bring the pasuk in the Braita above? You see in the Braita above, let's go to the Braita, it was on the Amud Rishon. So you know where we're holding. The Braita was on the Amud Rishon, starting two lines before they got wide. The Bishop Amor Yachol Amel Chavero Anasta Upitita Et Biti. Right? The guy claimed that you were Ma'anes Mefateh my daughter, and he came along and said, "I didn't do it." And then already he swore. Right? He swore falsely. So it says in the Braita, Yachol Yachayav, is he going to be Hayav? So he brings a pasuk, Talmud Omar V'chihesh Ba'amito, and he comes along and says, bottom line, it's a knas, and therefore he's not going to be hayav. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? Why are you bringing me that pasuk of V'chihesh? Bring me the real pasuk of Venatan to teach me what? That until the Sha'at Netina, it's not considered mamon. So Amar Rava ki yistarich V'chihesh. So he says, the reason why I need the pasuk of V'chihesh to tell me that there's no considered, there's no payment of Chomesh and Asham. Kegon she'amda bedin, case to where there was hamada bedin u'bagra, and she became, let's say, a bogeret, u'meta, then she died. Tehatam, over there the Hiddush is ki kayarit aviha, when the father is going to inherit it, minadida kayarit. So the father is going to be zoche in the knats from her. Because according to the Bishimon, if as long as he didn't get paid, and then she became a bogeret, so already it's hers. And therefore, even before she got the knas, it belongs to her. And therefore, the chedush is that when she dies, so therefore he is going, the father is going to be yoresh, even before it came to his hands. So comes the Gemara. So that's the pasuk. So again, Amarava, Rava Zkir, Sarik v'chihesh. That which normally I know it's a knas from the pasuk v'natan. We have a special gezerat that could do by onus and mefateh, that until the father gets to the knas, nafkamina, if let's say there's hamada bedin and he swears falsely, and then he admits, doesn't matter. It's a knas. Therefore, he does not have to pay kinnah v'chomish. So what is the pasuk v'chihesh telling me? So the case of v'chihesh tell me a different case. That what? Well, let's say there was Amada Bedin, and then she became a Bogeret. And then the girl goes to her the money. And then what happens? And she died. So over there, according to the Bishimon, the Hiddush is what? That the father was going to get the money, Minadida, from her, because it went to her, Kayarit. So comes the Gemara and says, Yacheh. Gemara asks, that why don't you tell me above? That what? That Rabbi Shimon says you patu from Korban and Kerem Vachomesh, just talking about where there was Hamada Bedin. Yetzu Elu Shehem Kenas. When you came and told me that what? That all these cases, Yetzu Elu Shehem Kenas, how could you, again, in the bright above, on Amud Rishon, it said what? The only time you have to pay Kerem Vachomesh is in cases of Mammon. Yatsu, and then the last line says, Ma elu miyuhadim shem mamon, af kol elu shem mamon, yatsu elu shem kenas. Well, it's really not a kenas. After Amada Bedin, these cases are really mamon. So why does the Blaita say it's kenas? So it says, yatsu elu shem kenas, mamonu. Amar of Naman Bar Yitzhak, yatsu elu sha'ikaran kenas. Which means these items over here are initially kenas. And therefore, according to Rabbi Shimon, when does a person have to pay, according to Rabba, when does a person have to pay Kenev v'chomesh, only on items that are initially mamon items. But these items are really initially knas. Even though there was a hamada bedin, which turns it into mamon, doesn't matter. So therefore, you're just adjusting our understanding. When we said above on the amud nishon, the bottom line, yatsu elu shehem knas, no, they're not a knas. Because we're saying in the case of hamada bedin, the way you're understanding it, that's not a knas after hamada bedin. After hamada bedin is considered mamon. The Hiddush is, no, that these items are intrinsically knas. Even though right now it turned into mamon, but didn't start off as mamon. And that's why the deen is, there's no keren v'chomesh. So let's just review what comes out of this Gemara. Comes out of this Gemara that Rava's coming along to say that what? That we have a situation of keren v'chomesh, which means a person, let's say, was ma'anis, has a claim against that he was ma'anis a lady, and he comes along and denies it, and then he swears falsely, then he comes and admits. So the deen over there is that since these items are intrinsically knas items, according to the Bishimon, even though there was ha'amada bedin, there is going to be no payment of kenev v'chomesh nor a korban asham. That's the understanding, the way Rabba understands the Bishimon. And furthermore, Ones and Mifateh have an additional deen. And what is that additional deen? That is that if, let's say, there was Amada Bedin, and now the fellow owes the money to the father, so until he actually pays the father, it's not going to be considered the father's. And therefore, if the father dies subsequently, his children are not going to be Yoresh. Like the Mishnah said, it will go back to the girl herself. Mashi'enken, in all other types of kanas, once there's already ha'amada bedin, so the money already is belonging to the person that claimed it. And therefore, if he dies, it will go to the children. So onus mefateh, especially gezeratikdu v'natan, that teaches me until it gets to the father, it's not considered his to be yoreshet or to morishet to his children. However, when it comes to the law of keren v'chomesh, all cases over there, anything that's considered intrinsically a knas case, even though there was a hamada bedin, which now turns it into a mamon, doesn't matter. Since it intrinsically is a knas case, so therefore there is no keren v'chomesh. And therefore that's the way Rabbi answered that the braita that is talking about hamada bedin. Whereas according to the Bishimon, it's hamada bedin, according to the Rabbanan. Since it's Hamada Bedin is considered Mamon, there's going to be Hayav, whereas according to Rabbi Shimon, it's Hamada Bedin, but it's going to be considered Patur. Why? Because since the Pasuk says, V'chihesh, that's only on cases of monetary, even in the case of Hamada Bedin, that which Rabbah said above, that it's considered a Mamon, No, it's only considered Mamon Legabel Horish Lebanav. So it is, again, Rabbah is adjusting his original statement. Which is Rabbah when originally said that even if the Ahmadabin is considered Mamon, not Legabel Shivu'ah, even if the Amabedin is intrinsically called a Kanaz, and therefore he's going to be Patur. Mashiach's Mamon, the Gabe, that if the father didn't get it yet, so therefore he cannot be. It's Mamon that what? That even though the fellow didn't get it yet, the guy who's claiming it is considered Mamon, therefore if he dies, the children get it. Except by Onis and Mefateh, that have a special Gezeret Ketubah Venatan, to teach me it's not considered his until he actually gets it. Comes the Gemara and asks one more question. Etive, Rabbi Shimon Poter, Rabbi Shimon says what? That he does not pay. Kerem Vehomesh, nor does he have to bring an Asham, when he swore falsely, She'eno Meshalem Knas Alpi Atzmo. Because again, since this item over is considered a knas, he swore falsely on a knas, so he doesn't know the 50, so therefore, he does not have to pay. Ta'amad de lo amad bedin. So the Gemara makes a diyuk. That's only talking about because there was no ha'amada bedin. Ha'amad bedin, but if there would be ha'amada bedin, the mishalim al pi atzmo, because after it's ha'amada bedin, so already has to pay even if he admits. It's too late because he's obligated. So it's master what? Korban shivu'ah namim hayev. So you see what the whole reason that he gave was what? Is because since it's a kanas, it can be modeh and get off with. Mashma in the case we would not be able to be modeh, so he'd be hayav. In which case cannot be modeh? After it's amad bedin, the judge obligated him already. So even if he admits, it's too late his admission. So mashma in that case, what is going to be considered hayav? Kenev v'chomesh ha'akad rabba, come along and tell me that even after amad bedin, there is no din in kenev v'chomesh. So Gibbon Allah says like this, Rabbi Shimon le divrehem de Rabbanan ka'amar le, which means that shita over there of Rabbi Shimon, he wasn't talking in his own shita. He was talking to the rabbis, and he was saying like this, le divrehem de Rabbanan ka'amar le. According to me, even if there was Amad Bedin, Rahmana Patre Vichihesh, which means the Torah was put there, it has to be a monetary case. If it's not a monetary case, even though it turned into a monetary case, doesn't matter. It's intrinsically a Knas case. And if honest me, there's Knas, even though now it's a monetary case, because after Amad Bedin doesn't matter. So according to me, I don't care if it's before Amad Bedin or after Amad Bedin, you'll never, when he swore falsely in these cases, you'll never pay care of but according to you, that you do not use my pasuk of Vikihesh to come and minimize these cases. At least admit to me in a case where there was no Ahmad Abedin, it should be patur. Because in that case over there, it's only a knas. Because if it would be more, they would be patur before Ahmad Abedin, which is rabbis. You should admit to me at least before Ahmad Abedin. But what's the logic of the rabbis? Ki kataba boshet upegam kataba, which means the rabbis hold that before Amad Abedin, you're right. Like if in the Knas, it's considered Knas. But the reason why you have Kenev Homish is because the claim is not on the Knas. The claim is on the Bosh Nepegam. And the Bosh Nepegam is monetary. And therefore, he has no ability to be Modeh, to be Patur. So therefore, the beast one's trying to say, listen, you argue with me after Amad Abedin. Fine. I hold from Vichy Hayesh only on monetary cases. You want to say that what? That after Amad Abedin is considered monetary even though it started off as a Knas? Fine, but you should admit to me before Amad Abedin that what? It should be Patur because it would be more there. Say, Rabbi Baran, say no. Because we hold that the Ikar claim that he has is not the Knas. He's not asking for the 50 coins. The main claim he has is the Bosh and Pegam. Bosh and Pegam, even before Amad Abedin, is considered Mamon. Therefore, when he's Kofed, he has to make a Shavu'ah. Bemaika Mepligi. So, what's the root of this Mahloket? Amara Papar, Bishwan Sabar, Lo Shavik Inish Midi de Kitz, Vetaba Midi de Lo Kitz. Which is the Bishwan says like this. A person, when he gives a claim against somebody, he's not going to leave the claim of the Knas. Because the claim of the Knas is a set price 50 kesef, and he's not going to be toveya bosh to pegam, which is not a fixed claim. Which means the bishon wants is the main claim of the father in this case, where he says you raped my daughter, you menaced my daughter, is on the knas. Because he knows it's a set price, and therefore he knows what the number is. So that's his main claim. So therefore, that's why the Bishon was going to say, you're not Hayav Kerem V'Chomesh, because the claim is on a Knas. And Knas is not subject to the law of Kerem V'Chomesh and Korban Hashem. And that's his main claim. lo miftar v'taba midi dichi modeh b'miftar. Rabbanan said the opposite, that when the father has the claim, he's not going to claim him on something that he's not going to be able to get paid. Because if, let's say, the claim is on knas, if the claim is only on knas and the fellow admits, so modeh b'knas patur, he's not going to get it. He's going to make his claim on the item he can definitely get it. Even if the guy admits, it doesn't matter. What's that? On the boshet and the pigam. So it comes out that we have a fantastic machlok between the banan and the bishimon. In that bright that we took where the father's coming and have a claim against the guy, you me'anesu, you me'fateh, what was the claim? The bishimon, the guy's going after knas. Because the main thing is, it's a set price, he wants his knas. He's not going to go after the boshet and the pigam, that's unknown how much. Oh, so going after knas? The bishimon says, listen, knas, even though now it turned into mamon because it's hamad abedin, doesn't matter. It's intrinsically a knas. Pasuk says v'chi hayesh, that teaches us only items that are intrinsically mamon, and therefore you're going to be patur from kenim v'chomesh. Rabbanan come along and say, no, the guy's not claiming knas because he knows why should he claim knas if the guy's going to end up admitting modeh b'knas patur, he loses his money. And the claim that he has is what the bush and pigam. The push to begam even before Ahmad Abedin is considered Mammon. And if the guy swears falsely, he's swearing on Mammon. And therefore, since he's swearing on Mammon, it'd be Hayav, Keren, Vehomer. So that's the mahlok between the Bishimon and the Achimi. What is the Ikar claim that the guy has? The Bishimon says it's a Kanas claim. And therefore, there's no din of Keren Vehomish, even after Ahmad Abedin, because it's intrinsically a Kanas case. It started off a Kanas case. Where Rabbanan say, no, the original claim of the guy is a push to begam because he wants to get paid. He's not going to risk it and take him and ask him for the knas, where the guy can be more there, knas and patur. And therefore, since it's a monetary case, it's going to be higher even before Ahmad Abedin on the Kerem Vachomesh. Baruch Adonai Le'olam. Amen v'amen.